A common topic for next week's meetings of the College Station and Bryan City Councils is College Station's proposed sewer line project through South Bryan's Beverly Estates neighborhood.
Now it just becomes about if it's the will.
Bryan Mayor Bobby Gutierrez, visiting on WTAW's Infomaniacs, says Bryan has submitted a proposal to College Station where the new sewer line does not go down Rosemary Drive.
If we're going to go down Rosemary, you know, I promise you it's going to be a very, very bloody battle and nobody's going to win.
Comments from Gutierrez also made reference to the homeowners on Rosemary who have been speaking for months to both councils.
I've told Rosemary residents and everything, just be nice, be kind to them, and let's see where we're done.
Next Monday, the College Station City Council is scheduled to get a staff update. Next Tuesday, the Bryan Council will hold another discussion. Homeowners who are opposed to a proposed City of College Station sewer trunk line being built in their South Bryan neighborhood here last night from two College Station Council members who have been through similar experiences. Linda Harvell brought up living in College Station's Southside neighborhood and expressed the impact of infrastructure projects in the city's oldest residential area.
My 100-year-old live oak trees are still alive after all of the work that's been done.
Harvell also responded to comments made last week on WTAW's The Infomaniacs by the mayor of Bryan.
When your mayor goes on the radio and says if this initiative proceeds, it's going to be a bloody battle, is that really... really, the way you want to be represented?
The council was told that in the next 4 to 6 weeks, they'll be getting the results of a $50,000 soil study and a $15,000 tree survey. Bryan Mayor Bobby Gutierrez apologized during last night's city council meeting for using the phrase bloody battle in describing the proposed path of a College Station sewer trunk line through a South Bryan neighborhood.
I do want to apologize to Mayor Nichols for doing that. I want to apologize to Linda Harvell, Woman Harvell, who brought that to our attention yesterday, to Brian Woods and the whole staff over there, because that's not the context that I wanted.
Gutierrez also said if the College Station City Council decides to not build the sewer line along Rosemary Drive, he would support College Station's proposal to charge Brian more money when College Station ambulances serve patients in Brian. Homeowners in South Bryan along Rosemary Drive and other streets in South Bryan who have opposed the proposed College Station sewer line going through their neighborhood may be getting their way. A statement from College Station Mayor John Nichols at the end of last night's meeting says the council directed their city manager to move the route of their sewer line into College Station.
Council directs the city manager to initiate planning for the northeast sewer trunk line following the route along Cooner Street and Chimney Hill. This includes the necessary lift station and easement acquisition.
The relocation is contingent on the Bryan Council finalizing an offer they made to College Station last August. Bryan Council could act as soon as this afternoon to allow two College Station sewer lines to connect to Bryan's system. Bryan would contribute $200,000 towards a line that would close the lift station near the Aggie Field of Honor Cemetery. The other line would close two lift stations serving customers north of Highway 30 and between Hardy Whedon Road and Cole Lane. College Station Mayor made the announcement after the council met in private for 90 minutes. There was no public discussion or vote. 10 months of debate over the location of a new College Station sewer trunk line appears to be over. It's after the Bryan City Council unanimously approved a resolution where College Station will locate a new sewer trunk line in College Station instead of through a South Bryan neighborhood. Scott Hickel, who was one of many vocal opponents of the sewer line being built in his neighborhood, said this was one of the best presents that they could ever expect to get.
This truly is two cities and one community, and I am so excited about the future for both of our cities going forward.
No one on either the Bryan or College Station City Councils expressed public comments about the agreement where the City of Bryan allows College Station to hook into Bryan's sewer system and removes three lift stations in College Station. In exchange, College Station would build a lift station in order to accommodate moving their new sewer trunk line from South Bryan to Cooner Street.